It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today. Besties, we all know that struggle before and during our periods, and that is why you need to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it has become a phenomenon. Women can literally not stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And I don't know about you besties, but I don't think that there is a bigger benefit that you can get out of a product than feeling like yourself again. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today.
I really believe that when women are more empowered in their bodies, when they feel like they can trust their bodies, they feel healthy, they know how to take care of themselves, and they're not living their lives based on their symptoms, we can change the world.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host, and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. Today I have Hannah Ilbert with me. She is a certified holistic health coach, and she is the founder of HAN, named one of 2023's most creative health and nutrition influencers, leading women to feel at home with their bodies by healing their gut at root cause level of and transforming their digestion. Hannah, welcome to I Miss Me. So excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to get in.
We're going to have the most interesting conversation because, like we were talking off camera, I'm not the best taking care of like my body. And I think that lately I've been just so addicted to like working that I like forget about like taking care of my body. So I'm super excited for this conversation. But I want to start asking you, how did your journey with holistic health start?
Yeah, I had a lot of my own health issues and digestive issues for years. And I was really like eating healthy and exercising and trying to take care. And I was still dealing with all these chronic digestive issues. And that's like a lot of the clients that we see. They're making these adjustments and they're doing these things, but they're still feeling off. They're exhausted, they're bloated, they're constipated. And that was really my story. The traditional methods and like Western medicine wasn't helping me. I was still struggling and I felt like something is just off, like something's wrong. I'm too young. I eat too well. I exercise. Like I don't feel as good as I should feel. Yeah. And that's really when I started like digging deeper into all things gut health and gut health, honestly, beyond just food and nutrition. Mm-hmm. But I kind of always had an interest in it, but my relationship with my body was also not the best. So like I started kind of controlling the way that my body looked through the food that I was eating. Mm-hmm. Caused a lot of stress, was very restrictive. And then that kind of like contributed to my digestive issues. So I always say like, I know my client because I am, I was the client, I am the client, but it's been a road. It's been a journey. Yeah.
What do you think are those misconceptions that you think that social media is pushing to people of like what's good and what's not? Because like we were talking before, I'm like, I'm someone that suffers a lot from anxiety and I consume a lot of caffeine. Yeah. You just said that coffee's good. So, and I think that coffee affects my anxiety because of social media. So just like, what are those misconceptions? Like what's good and what's bad and that social media is pushing to people?
So many misconceptions. Once I got into how this all actually works, how your body really works, I very quickly realized that a lot that we're like taught in like magazines and all of that is very wrong and very harmful, honestly. Because I definitely like diet roller coaster most of my life, like counting out my almonds and weighing things and all of that. And it just led to so much stress and so much dysfunction and caused a lot of my gut and hormonal imbalances. So I think a lot of the like cleansing and detoxing and restriction and all of that is, it's not doing any of us any good, especially women. Like our hormones are really responsive to feeling safe in our body. And then same goes for like anxiety and digestion and all of that. Like making sure that we feel safe in our bodies is number one. We won't produce adequate hormones without it. We can't optimize digestion without it. And in order to feel safe, you've got to eat enough. You've got to rest enough. You've got to really take care of yourself. So I like to focus on like nourishment over restriction, right? Yeah. Like what do we need to make sure we're adding in versus just giving you a big list of like yes and no foods. And then that's not even working. And then it stresses you out more, you know, because then you're trying to live on that and it's very restrictive. So many misconceptions, but to like going back to caffeine.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on where you're at in your life. So yeah. I love coffee. Like no one's gonna take it from me. I love my coffee. I love my cold brew. It brings me so much joy and I look forward to it every morning. With that being said, if you were in a time of your life where you're like burnt out, where you're really anxious, where you're exhausted, it would be good to minimize caffeine, right? And then as you strengthen, you can tolerate it a bit more.
What do you think are like the primary factors behind like food sensitivities?
Food sensitivities? Gut dysfunction. So when we're talking about food sensitivities, they're really the response or the result of underlying gut issues. So it's very common in the holistic and functional space to immediately start pulling out all of these foods that you're quote unquote sensitive to in order to heal your gut. That's not really how it works. So food sensitivities and having all these reactions to these foods like gluten and dairy and different veggies and things like that, it's all the result of these deeper underlying gut issues. So things like gut dysbiosis and low stomach acid and leaky gut and things like that are causing the reactions to these foods in the first place. So I like to speak out about that because once again, it can very easily turn into lots of restriction, taking all these foods, being terrified to eat these foods. And that's not good for anyone. It's not good for our mental health. And that's just as important as our physical health. It's all connected. So we want to avoid just stripping out lots of foods and focus on really repairing the gut at the core, so then you can tolerate more food. So just deeper gut issues are contributing to that.
For those who like have trouble understanding what the gut is or like the importance of the gut, how would you describe it?
Yeah. So your gut, a lot of people talk about the gut and like the gut microbiome.
Gut feeling, gut. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of trendy now, but it's for a good reason. So it actually really matters.
Yeah.
But your gut microbiome is really like the environment or ecosystem of microorganisms within your gut. And when we say gut, we mean like your intestinal organs. So usually people are talking about like your large intestine and small intestine. The stomach plays a role. And then I consider like liver and gallbladder also digestive organs. So it's really like the microbiome is the ecosystem of microorganisms, bacteria, fungi, archaea, parasites, all of these things naturally exist within us. Like we are made up of trillions of bacteria. So when things go wrong with those bacteria is when we'll get a lot of symptoms. And the majority of our immune system is also inside of our gut. So that's why you'll hear things like 90% of all disease roots back to the health of the gut and then the gut-brain connection. So it's like any health condition, we help people with chronic bloating and digestive issues, but also like chronic acne and rosacea and joint pain. And it goes so much farther because the gut is at the center of everything.
What's H-A-N?
Yeah. So Han is just Hannah Aylward.
Han, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I thought it was like H-A-N. Yeah. And what is like the purpose behind it?
Behind the company overall?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. To like change women's lives. But I really believe that when women are more empowered in their bodies, when they feel like they can trust their bodies, they feel healthy, they know how to take care of themselves, and they're not living their lives based on their symptoms, we can change the world, right? Like when a woman knows what feels good to her and she feels empowered and she feels confident, that's when we can show up and really like positively influence the world. Like I could have never started my company and we couldn't help hundreds of clients like around the world a year without my own health and me feeling confident and me feeling safe in my body and things like that. As you know, I mean, with anxiety or if low self-confidence, like you can't, it's hard to show up, you know? So even though we focus on gut health and digestive issues, it's like my real mission is to like get women in their power. And so they really know who they are and they trust themselves.
Makes them feel good.
Yeah.
I feel like bloating is also a big trendy thing on social media and it's a big taboo, I feel like. And a lot of people struggle with getting rid of it.
Yeah.
What would you say are like factors that people might not know behind bloating?
Yeah. So there can be many underlying root causes of bloating, ranging from the food that you eat to like sluggish digestion to like internal gut microbial imbalances as well. So a lot of women that we see specifically are already making the nutrition adjustments. So they're like eating quote unquote clean and they don't eat gluten and they don't eat dairy and they eat more veggies. And they're like, what's going on? I look 6 months pregnant with bloating. Mm-hmm. That's a big sign of like a deeper internal microbial imbalance issue or just like poor digestion. Mm-hmm. So before our food even makes its way into our gut, we have to hopefully digest it well, right? So things like low stomach acid can cause bloating, poor pancreatic enzyme secretion, sluggish bile flow. A lot of people are struggling with like liver stagnation because we're inundated with toxins constantly. And then you add on like birth control and alcohol and medications. And it's like our bodies are just kind of overloaded. Mm-hmm. So bloating isn't one simple fix, really. It takes like investigation and seeing what's going on underneath it. That's the work that we do. Like I say we like look under the hood. We like dig deeper, look under the hood and assess what's really going on in the gut that's causing these symptoms because I can have bloating and you could have bloating and they could be from different causes. So that's really important. And for anyone out there who's like, this woman's speaking to me, like I'm bloated and nothing has worked. Like you just haven't gotten the right help yet. We just haven't understood what's causing your bloating.
Yeah.
So if you've tried just like enzymes or like, you know, random like deep bloat pills or whatever, it's, doesn't mean you're like broken. We just like haven't gone to the bottom.
Yeah. For those who are listening and want to start like their holistic health journey, what would you say are like the steps?
Oh my gosh. It is good to start with nutrition, right? Yeah. Because we eat every single day. We have to eat to survive. Mm. And there's a lot of like exposure, right? So like hopefully we're eating 3 times a day. So by addressing your nutrition first, we can start to make a lot of adjustments. And all of these nutrients we are getting in all of these nutrients through our food to like fuel all these different reactions in our body, skin repair and muscle repair and everything. So nutrition is the foundation and it's very important. So first you want to just like eliminate like ultra processed foods, like highly, highly palatable ultra processed foods, and then start adding in more whole foods. Most people know that already, right? So it's like, okay, adjust the nutrition. But the other thing that I would really focus on is like your nervous system. So really deeply supporting your nervous system because the women that we see are like, they're burnt out. Like they're kind of beyond stressed, right? They were really stressed, like high cortisol. And now they're like, I'm just exhausted at this point. Yeah. So we really need a lot of nervous system support and nervous system regulation because the gut and the brain are so connected that our nervous system, digestion is a nervous system regulated process. And you can't repair when you're in that fight or flight state or that sympathetic dominant
state. What are those like biggest tips? Because I'm using them for me to like regulate my like your nervous system.
Eating enough. Number one is eating enough and stabilizing your blood sugar. So that's another like going back to nutrition, but I like to think of stress and like put it in different kind of pockets. So we've got like physical stressors, we have mental and emotional stressors, and we have environmental stressors. So we can't always control the like mental.
I don't know about you, besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type and way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair and I've been using way products before using heat and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSUITIS for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSUITIS at checkout. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. I don't know about you besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's thrivecosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order.
On emotional stuff, like we get stuck in traffic or you get stuck in the stairwell or whatever it is, like those things can happen. We don't see them coming, but the physical stuff we really can change. So we can make sure that we're balancing our blood sugar. What that looks like is like having a good source of protein at every meal, fiber and healthy fat, avoiding carbs. Like I call them naked carbs. So carbs are not bad. Our body needs carbohydrates. So we're not pushing low carb or anything like that, especially women. They really need carbs, but we want to make sure that we're pairing it with a protein. So instead of having like a piece of toast with jam, it would be like a piece of toast with avocado and an egg, right? You're getting fat, you're getting fiber, you're getting protein. So it's like a bit more balanced. But this is really important for anxiety levels in your nervous system, because when your blood sugar drops low, you're going to get anxious because your body's going to kick out cortisol. Okay. And everyone knows that feeling. It's like feeling hangry where you're like anxious, dizzy. You're like, I'm
like nervous for no reason. Yeah.
You're like, I'd eat anything in front of me because I'm just like going to pass out. We want to avoid that. That's very stressful, you know, and it really revs up anxiety. So I always say my sister struggled with anxiety so, so badly. Yeah. And as soon as I helped her regulate her blood sugar, it was like night and day difference, because she wasn't having these really like low dips. And then the body's running on stress hormones, kicking up anxiety. So that's like number one. The second thing would be like getting in enough minerals. So like sodium, potassium, and magnesium, we use a lot of these and we burn through a lot of them when we're stressed. So adding more of these things into the diet, like we have our clients do things called mineral cocktails, where we like combine like sodium and potassium and vitamin C and magnesium. And this really helps replenish. So I like people to focus on, once again, replenishment and nourishment versus taking things out. And then like other more so nervous system regulation tactics would be breath work, meditation, journaling, and honestly, just like turning off.
That's what I was going to ask, because I know that health is super important, but sometimes eating well and eating healthy is expensive.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people have like, you know, ability to afford the type of living that might be like healthy for you. So what are those things that you can start doing right now that don't require like financial, you know, support?
Some of the best stuff is free. So like prioritizing sleep, non-negotiable, right? When we wake up after a bad night's sleep, we're more insulin resistant. Our anxiety will be higher. Our body didn't have time to repair. So like really prioritizing sleep is number one. Getting sunshine exposure first thing in the morning. So like stepping outside, getting the sunlight in your eyeballs. This is a great way to support hormonal balance and your sleep wake cycle, your circadian rhythm. That's free, right? Yeah. So like drinking enough water, you know, it shouldn't cost us that much. A good filter is really important.
Yeah.
it is with our water quality, but like these things are awesome. Moving your body, you know, and it doesn't have to be these like Barry's boot camp or any of these like intense classes or expensive classes or anything like that. It's like, can you walk? Can you dance? Dance in your kitchen, dance in your living room. Like I do that every day.
It's adorable.
I love dancing. So like I start my day, I make my coffee, I put my music on and I'm like dance around my kitchen to like set the tone for the day. But just moving in a way that feels good to you. Because the only way that you'll stay with it is if you like it.
Yeah.
You know, so don't push yourself to go to these classes that you hate or that you're miserable in. Mm-hmm. And then there's so much stuff on like YouTube these days.
Yeah.
Like you can do the stuff in your living room.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't need to be that fancy. Mm. So those are really like the best things to start with. And then breath work, and that you can go to classes and you can be taught, but a very simple strategy is just to elongate your exhale. So whenever you're feeling anxious or you're stuck in traffic or whatever it might be, can you take an inhale for like 4 and exhale for 6? And you can elongate that however you want. If you're really stressed, you can go even shorter. If you're like, I can't even take an inhale for 4. It could be inhale for 2, exhale for 3. But elongating that exhale allows your body to go, we have enough air. We have enough oxygen. Mm-hmm. We can settle now. We're safe.
Yeah.
So that's the signaling that we want to get to the brain, which is like, you can do that anywhere. I'll do it in the shower.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
washing my hair, I'm getting ready for a meeting, whatever. And I'm like inhaling and exhaling.
Yeah.
So that's the best stuff.
And that was kind of like my next question. And like you said, you dance in the morning in your kitchen. Like, what are those like habits or like mini routines that you personally started implementing in your life that like completely changed your life?
So many. I think one of the biggest things was just like allowing myself to not be perfect, really, which took work.
That's super important. And I feel like, and I've mentioned this in multiple episodes, like when you try to be perfect and fail, now you have two things to worry about. Like not being perfect and then holding yourself accountable or like blaming yourself for not being perfect. So that just creates another problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think women in general are really hard on themselves.
Yeah.
Like we're really good at a lot of stuff and we can hold a lot. We can do like 10 different things at once. So I think it's easy for us to kind of like run that way and really try to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. It just causes more stress. So that took me a while to like actually allow myself to get there and realize that nothing was going to crumble. Nothing was going to fall. Like I can be imperfect and I can still have my business and I can still do my thing and people still love me, you know? So that took a little bit of work, but that's like number one. Dancing, it like keeps me alive. Like I love dancing. I always have music on. I love R&B. I'm like always moving to music. Daily sun exposure, I really prioritize. It makes a huge difference in my energy levels. The minerals, like I live what we teach, you know? So
all of that.
Balancing blood sugar is essential. I can feel it. If I don't, I'll feel anxious. I'll crash harder once I do eat. Like if you ever have the feeling of eating and then afterwards you're like exhausted, it's probably because you were like running on stress hormones and then you finally eat and your body's like, so those things. And I think another big thing for me, like I used to really restrict food. I used to exercise a ton and I would put my body under a lot.
Yeah.
And I think now I'm just kind of like, if I can get out for 20 minutes, like that's great.
Yeah.
Whereas before it would have to be like an hour and it would have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, if I can just move for 20 minutes, like that's enough. Like letting things just be enough.
Yeah.
Letting my efforts be enough.
How'd you make peace with that, like not being perfect? Because I know that there's a lot of people that listen to the podcast that are super hard on themselves and like struggle to make peace with like the fact of it's okay to not. Even me, like I'm like super hard on myself when I like don't get things done and then I forget that like rest is also important. So how would you personally make peace with that?
Oh my gosh, therapy. Looking at like, why do I feel the need to be perfect? What am I afraid of?
Yeah.
What am I afraid of happening if I don't do it perfectly? And then what was also really helpful for me was like, I have such incredible girlfriends. I have such incredible friends I'm so grateful for. Like I have such a strong community. And I, in these moments of like crumble or like, I'm like sobbing and I'm like ugly crying and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing and I'm lost or whatever. They just held me. They didn't leave me. Like they weren't like, oh wow, she's really a mess. You know, they didn't do that. And I think I needed some like exposure to that. And to then witness the people around me and how much I loved them and they weren't perfect. They would make mistakes too. So I'm like, why would I hold myself to that standard when I don't hold other people
to it.
Yeah. Everyone has trouble sometimes, you know?
Do you eventually like get to the fear of like, what was the fear behind?
Yeah. It goes deep. I mean, it's like childhood stuff. It's like stuff with my mom.
Yeah.
You know, it's like deep stuff. And like, I've done a lot of therapy. I love EMDR. So I'll do like trauma therapy, EMDR with my therapist, like fantastic. If you want a good cry,
you'll get it. Like,
I bet.
Yeah. But just really touching on this childhood stuff, like my relationship with my mom is funky and she wasn't around for a year. So it's like, as a child, I took on the belief.
Right, like getting to.
Yeah. If I'm perfect, maybe she'll finally pay attention and love me. Right. Which I know is intense, but like it all stems from this really like deep, deep stuff.
Yeah.
And then you grew up and you're an adult and you're still living by these beliefs.
So important.
Even when it wasn't even like, as a child, like, I'm not gonna be perfect. Of course.
Yeah.
You wouldn't expect a child to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, they're just learning. They're like falling on their faces. They're like spilling things and whatever. But you witness these things as a child and you go, okay, well, if this upsets my parent, then I need to make sure I never do that, or whatever the story might be.
Yeah.
And then you grow up with those beliefs, you know?
Yeah.
So it's so important to like dig into this stuff, or you'll wake up. I say to my clients all the time, I'm like, what we don't want is you waking up at 60 and being like, who am I?
Yeah.
What is this life that I've been living? Like, I don't like my job. I don't like my partner. I don't even know what I like.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we want to avoid.
Yeah, that's so helpful. Like everything starts from like childhood, and until you don't heal like the root of it, you're going to keep repeating it.
Yeah. And it's same for health. Like we do root cause care, you know? So it's like that theory reigns true throughout. So it's like, even with gut issues, if you have bloating and you take out a food, it's not dealing with the issue.
Yeah.
But there's still a deeper root cause issue, right?
Yeah.
So that's the work that we want to do. And then sometimes with clients, because I will take it there. I love coaching people like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, you're here because your gut, what are your gut issues from? Chronic stress, burning out, burning the candle at both ends, under eating for years. Let's look at that. Because if you just go back into that, it's
back,
gonna come back.
And back and back.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, how can we really move back and identify these deeper beliefs that you have about yourself to really start to shift those so you can get better and stay better and just like enjoy your life more? Because that's also important. You know, you don't want to live this life where you're like hating yourself.
Yeah. That's awesome. So important.
Yeah.
Anna, thank you so much for this conversation. I want to close it out by asking you one last question that I ask everybody that hops on I Missed Me. What does healing mean to you?
Yes, I was thinking about this. I think it means understanding and identifying like where you're getting in your own way. Because it's not going to be perfect, but and things will kind of evolve and they'll come back and you think you've moved through past something that it comes back in another version. But I think it's the ability to go, oh, I'm actually doing this to myself. Like, where am I getting in my own way of my own success or my joy or my happiness or whatever? And identifying that and being willing to shift that, like the self-awareness, I think. Because healing is forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Again, where can people find you?
Yeah. So on Instagram, we're very like active on Instagram. I'm at Hannah Aylward, HHC. We'll make sure you get that because my last name is like a doozy.
Yeah.
But I'm always doing, I do weekly Q&As with my audience. I do like free live trainings all the time. So I'm very involved with my community. Mm-hmm. So like, feel free, send me a message, say hi. And then our website is just hannahaylward.com. And if you're interested, if anything's like resonating, like don't be a stranger, reach out. We're happy to help.
Amazing. And everything will be linked down below. Thank you so much again. Thank you guys so much for watching or for listening. Don't forget to follow the podcast on social media at I Miss Me Podcast. Don't forget that I have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co, to get your hoodie. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafe Ansures, and I will see you guys next week. With love, Mafe.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.